Yes, it's pretty disappointing for the party. They've had a summer. I think they probably hoped to have a bit of a fight back against the Tories. There's been lots of rows about the NHS, questions over Cameron's commitment to it. Pretty vigorous work by some of the people standing in for Gordon Brown. And maybe a hope that as the autumn came, the economy's getting better, Labour could begin to pick up. And this poll just shows they're stuck right down in the low 20s, 25%. That's the joint worst ever in the Guardian ICM series for Labour. And the Tories will be happy they're on 41% and on course for a big election win.
You mentioned the row over the NHS. What does it say about the public's view of how the Tories might run the NHS and whether they're trusted to do so?
Well, the poll probably first of all shows public don't really listen to politicians in August when they have slightly artificial rows about things. I think the NHS rows pass people by. But it's also, there isn't any sign of voters moving back to Labour on the NHS. The Tories, as the party with the best policies, or does Labour have the best policies, on health, the Tories have now closed the gap with Labour. It's the closest it's been for a very long time. And ask just sort of what do you think might happen, regardless of who you're going to vote, what do you think might happen if the Tories win the election? Most people, or more people, think the Tories will improve the health service and make it worse. The lead on education is even stronger. There's actually a majority of voters there think the Tories will make schools better. On health, it's 48%, so just below a majority. But people aren't that frightened of the Tories on health. Labour would like them to be frightened. They'd like to think that voters won't vote Tory because they're worried. That doesn't seem to be happening.
And what about the economy?
Well, the economy, public are less worried about it. It's not so much the big issue as it was when we asked in February. And from that, you might think people go, thank you, Labour, you're beginning to sort it out. But instead, the Tory lead is getting stronger. It's now, I think, 11 points is the best party with the policies. 11-point lead is the party with the best policies on the economy. It also leads the party best place to sort out the economic crisis, the immediate banking problems. And Labour's just fading on that. So people trust the Tories on the economy more than almost any other issue. And remember, at the last general election, Labour's lead on the economy was 22%. Now it's a net deficit of 11. That's a big shift.
And we're just approaching party conference season, a time when there has traditionally been lots of plotting and so on. And we've had a series of stand-ins for Gordon Brown while he's been taking a holiday. Is the issue of Gordon Brown's leadership now very much back on the agenda?
Well, it probably will be when everybody gets back from holiday and starts writing up stories like that. I think what this poll shows, we did ask questions about the leadership. It shows voters aren't very clear about who the candidates are, and of course, nor is the Labour Party, and that's probably going to be enough to keep Gordon Brown secure. We did just ask, you know, if it was a choice between Gordon Brown or David Miliband, Gordon Brown or Alan Johnson and a few other people, would you prefer Brown or Miliband? None of them really leap out as strong favourites. Miliband actually does the best. He matches Gordon Brown. I think 14% of voters say they'd rather have Brown, 14% say Miliband, and the rest say it wouldn't make any difference at all. Only person who would harm Labour is Harriet Harman. She's definitely toxic to the Labour brand. If she was leader, the party support would go down. And interestingly, she's less popular among women than among men, so it isn't even sexism. But if she did become leader, I suspect that 25% would be well below what it is today.